be seated. Well, welcome everybody. For visiting with us, great to have you with us this Sunday morning. Hope you've had an encouraging weekend. Hope you've had an encouraging week. And hopefully, whatever you have planned for the rest of the afternoon, that you have a great Sunday. It's a beautiful day today, beautiful weekend, so hopefully you're making the most of it. You know, it's been an encouraging week. Eric's been trying to encourage us, do his best to encourage us in different ways. Eric keeps telling me, Daddy, you're the best dad in the whole world. He can't say world. He just tries to say world. And it's funny, at dinner time, we sit down to have dinner together, and we talk about our highs and our lows. And so he says to me, Daddy, what's your high? And I go, well, Daddy has to go, my high is, our car is fixed, and I'm going to go pick up our car. He goes, Daddy, what's your low? Our car is fixed, and I have to go pay to get our car. He's looking at me with this look on his face going, that doesn't make sense. But anyways, one day I'll know what I'm talking about. But again, I hope that you're doing well. Of course, I really appreciate the moms last week who got up and shared different aspects of their faith, people who are involved in their life, how they see God. And today we're going to continue to talk about faith. And we're going to look at a mother in the scriptures to see what we can learn about faith from her this morning. Before we continue, let's go to our Father in prayer. Father, we do thank you so much. We're able to be here this morning. Father, we're able to spend time worshiping you and also some time to encourage one another. And Father, I do pray that as we continue to worship you, that Father, we would our worship would be pleasing to you. And Father, as we study your word, I pray that it works in our hearts, it opens our minds, so that Father, we can make decisions in our life, that Father will grow deeper in our faith, so that Father, you can use us in a powerful way. Father, thank you again so much for your word that you've given us. Father, we can use it to build our faith. We can learn so much about you. And Father, I pray that as we open it again here today, Father, I pray that your spirit work accordingly to meet whatever needs that we have in our hearts. Father, we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 15. And Karen was, Eric was also trying to, was encouraging his mom, this just a few days ago, and he was saying how, Mom, you're beautiful. And he's saying how, I want my hair to be like Mom's. And I was like, well, Eric, that's going to be a little bit difficult. And he's like, and he's saying, Mom, you're beautiful, your feet are beautiful, your hair is beautiful, your intestines are beautiful. I was like, okay. That's quite a bit of encouragement, but anyway, I appreciate the hug. Anyway, in Matthew chapter 15, we see the faith of the Canaanite woman as we look at this morning. Matthew 15, we'll begin reading in verse 21. So leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word. So the disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered, Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. You know, here we have our title for today, You Have Great Faith. You know, wouldn't that be great for Jesus to say that about us? That when if he was to analyze our faith, that he would say, you or I, that we have great faith. You know, I do believe there are several different things we can learn from this woman's faith. And the first thing we can learn is that she had a desperate faith. You know, we see here that this woman, a Canaanite woman, came to Jesus for help. And we see the situation, it's a very dire situation. And she said, Lord, have mercy on me, my daughter is suffering terribly. You know, her daughter was demon-possessed. You know, you think about maybe the things that would have come out of her mouth, the certain behaviors, and so much more. You know, both of them, they probably didn't sleep much during the night, probably had very little, few friends, simply because of her condition. And this mother comes to Jesus, because of course, any mother with a daughter in this situation, it would be a very difficult for her. And she could not bear to see her daughter suffering terribly. Her heart probably was heartbroken when she would look at her daughter's condition. And so she approached Jesus believing that, you know what, Jesus, if there's someone who can heal her, it's Jesus. You know, because he had healed the Gentiles before, she probably heard from the healed people, people who came back rejoicing, their disease is gone because of this man Jesus. And so she believed and was desperate to find Jesus and willing to try anything. You know, you think about when someone is desperate. You know, we always hear of desperate times call for desperate measures. And she was willing to try absolutely anything. You know, I'm not sure if you follow sports or you follow the Ottawa Senators, but recently the owner of the Ottawa Senators, he put out a public plea for a liver donation. Simply because, you know, if he doesn't have a liver donation, you know, he can pass in weeks to come. And there's a lot of different debates as to, you know what, well, should he be using his resources to make it public? Should he not keep it to himself? You know, desperate times calls for desperate measures. You know, you think about, you're in a situation, you would do whatever you can, you would use whatever resources you can to be able to fix whatever problem that we do have. You know, you think about it, whether it be a work situation, you know, if for some reason you were employed and things were, you didn't have the job you wanted, and finances are piling up, you know what? Desperate times call for desperate measures. You know, all of us at some point, maybe not all of us, many of us at some point, probably had some job where we were like just, you know, we needed cash, that we would just take any job simply because, you know what, we needed money. You know, mine was, one of mine's were, you know, working as a garbage man at Canada's Wonderland. Another one was working for Filter Queen and selling a vacuum cleaner. I think Wayne might have tried that as well. I'll tell you, during my school days, man, desperate times call for desperate measures. And when you're broke, you will take and do whatever you can to make a buck. You know, you think about this in life. Whatever situation that may bring a desperate need, you know, we will do just about anything. When we believe that there's some need, we will do whatever it takes to be able to see that need is taken care of. You know, this woman, she had a problem, that her daughter was suffering terribly, and she did whatever she could, and she was desperate to seek out Jesus. You know, we have physical needs, we have financial needs, but each and every one of us, we have spiritual needs. Yes. Why? Because we're sinners, and we are in need of God. And wherever we're at this morning in our faith, we need to have a desperate faith that whatever it is in our life, our circumstance that needs changing, that we are desperately seeking help from God to be able to change it. Where we're not lax, because sometimes we can be desperate about other things, we can be desperate about financial things or other situations, but when it comes to the condition of our spiritual life, where we're not very desperate, we just leave it to chance. What's important is that wherever we're at, whether it be a sin that we're struggling with, whether it be a parenting, marital, whatever it is, that we have a desperate faith like the Canaanite woman. No, we also see she had a tested faith. When she came to Jesus, her faith was tested in several different ways. You know, one area we see is tested by the silence of Jesus. You know, she asked Jesus for help. And remember, her daughter's suffering terribly from demon possession. She asked for help. And in verse 23, it says that Jesus did not answer a word. You know, you think about the test of silence. So here she is, pouring herself, got down on her knees and asking for help. And we see that there is silence. You know, when me and my wife are talking in a conversation, silence drives her crazy. She wants to know, well, what are you thinking? Well, you know, I'm trying to think what I'm thinking. But silence can drive people crazy. Because we're not people who are into any kind of silence. Because silence makes us uncomfortable. But this woman, you know, we see that Jesus was silent. And why did he not respond at first? I believe to test her faith. You know, because we want quick results. We want quick answers. But I believe that Jesus didn't respond quite at first to test her faith. So she was tested by the silence of Jesus, tested by the attitude of the disciples. You know, you think about the disciples. The disciples came and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. You know, here she is, crying out after them. Of course, the disciples are like, Jesus, just send her away. You know, for her, she just said, send me away? Are you kidding me? Based on, you know, do you understand what I'm going through? But the disciples simply said, send her away. You know, you think about how you would feel. You think about today, if you were sick or a loved one was sick and you were going to the hospital, you walk in the hospital and say, you know what? Just send them away. But we see here, there is no reaction from her. We also see the test about barrier and race. Race and gender. You know, Jesus says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. You know, it was not appropriate during that time for a woman to approach a man. But also, she was a Canaanite woman. And they were Jews. And Jesus, of course, they came first to the Jews to give them priority to accept him as Messiah and then to bring salvation to the rest of the world. And we see here race and gender. But we also see the test of humility. The woman came and knelt down before him. Lord, help me, she said. Can you think about a situation that is so dire, that is so desperate, where you would get down on your knees to ask for help? You know, you think about maybe in your life where you wanted something desperate enough, where you may have gotten on your knees to ask your parents for them to give you something. But you think about just how humbling it is when we get down on our knees. And she knelt down before him and she asked. And then Jesus responds, it is not right to take the children's bread and to toss it to the dogs. That would be a tough pill to swallow. And again, when you think about the interaction here, it is most likely a joke teasing like an older brother teasing an older sister, a younger sister. And she probably sensed the compassion in his voice and on his face and knew his heart. And in her response, she says, yes, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. You know, she didn't even ask for the whole loaf, only the crumbs. You know, that's a humility day. You know, I'll take whatever I can get. You know, she could have had a very different response. You know, I remember when I was taking a course at St. Paul's, and this was a topic of conversation where you had some feminists who were like, wow, how in the world could Jesus say something like that? Well, you understand his heart. You know that, you know, there was either be joking, kidding, and there's something to read behind the lines. But she could have had a very different response. She could have said, "What did he just call me? Did he actually just call me a dog?" But you know, she didn't. She didn't jump to conclusions. And she didn't take things personal. She understood who she was, and she understood who Jesus was. She also understood that it was not about her feelings. That there was too much on the line to even take things personal. Too much on the line to let pride get in the way. So she humbled herself. You know, how many of us would have just stopped right there? How many of us would have just stopped right there? We may have stopped after when Jesus was silent. We may have said, you know what? He's silent, that means no, so let me just go. Or when Jesus said this, we may have just said, you know what? Take things personal. Because sometimes we can wear our hearts on our sleeves. Well, we can get hurt over at times very little things. We can get upset if someone may not greet us when we walk in. We might take it personal if someone asks how we're doing. You know, it's amazing. Sometimes, depending on how we're doing, someone asks how we're doing, we might take it very personal. What do you really mean about how I'm doing? Do you think I'm not doing well? Or you can jump the gun and take things personal. As this person says, you know, I just want to know how you're doing. Great to see you. Have a nice day. But sometimes we can wear our hearts on our sleeve and take things personal. But this lady, she was like, I have no time to take things personal. There's too much on the line. And let me humble myself and not let pride get in the way. You know, this woman, she had a desperate faith. You know, this woman, she knew what was at stake. We also know that she had a tested faith because her faith was tested. But we also see that this woman, she had a determined faith. The silence of Jesus, what Jesus said, that she kept on going. She kept fighting through, being determined. Jesus didn't answer, so you know what? She asked again. Disciples wanted her to leave, but she stayed. Words that could have been misinterpreted, she decided to probably think the best in that situation. And she was determined that she was not going to leave Jesus without a blessing. There's a determined faith. You know, she knew she was a different gender, a different race. She knew that she could not heal her daughter on her own. She was not taking no for an answer. And she was desperate, determined, and she did not allow anything or anyone to stop her. She did not give up and was not going to give up because she had come too far. You know, you got to really admire that determination, that she didn't let anyone or anything stop her from receiving a blessing from Jesus. You know, when we think about being determined, you know, do we have that kind of determined faith? Whether it be something in our character, something where we want to change it, where, you know what, I'm not going to give up my pursuit of changing this. I'm going to keep going to God, asking God, no matter how long it takes, because I'm having a determined faith. Family challenge, parenting challenge, we're going to keep praying and praying and praying and not giving up until the situation changes. Where it doesn't matter how much we're inconvenienced. It doesn't matter how much we're embarrassed. It doesn't matter how much we have to sacrifice. But we have a determined faith to change whatever situation or whatever sin or anything else we want to change in our life. You know, you think about prayer. You think about times we can pray and maybe there's no immediate response. So we can either continue praying or we can stop. Or we can pray even more rather than stopping. Because even at times when there's no immediate response, same thing with the woman when she approached Jesus, when there's silence, when we don't know, okay, what's going to happen, we can just very easily just kind of stop and no longer ask it. When there's no blessing, that we just keep on asking God. You know, this woman was determined in her faith. You know, she also had a commended faith. Her faith impressed Jesus. Her faith was desperate, her faith was tested, her faith was determined, but her faith was commended by Jesus. You know, that is something that all of us should live for. Live to have, you know, where God commends us for our faith. That as He looks at our faith, examines our faith, we can say, you know, you have great faith. You know, what would Jesus say this morning about our faith? Would Jesus say, you know what, you, brother or sister, have great faith. You have determined faith. You have a bold faith, a persistent faith. Or would He say, oh, you of little faith? You know, we see this woman, because of her faith, she had a rewarded faith. That her faith, her request was granted. It says her daughter was healed at that moment. She asked, she begged, she persevered when tested. She did not take things personal. She did something different than what people normally would have done. Normally what society would have encouraged. She risked shame. She risked rejection. And her faith was rewarded. You know, sometimes the reward of our faith is one prayer away. Sometimes the reward of our faith is one prayer away. One act away. But sometimes we give up way too soon. When meanwhile we just prayed that one time. I've heard of stories where someone is praying and praying and praying. And they're like, you know what? I was going to give up. I was going to stop praying. I decided just one more time. And then right there and then, the blessing happens. You know, sometimes again, the reward of our faith, one act away, one prayer away. You know, let's have a determined faith that does not give up so that God can reward our faith. You know, as we see this Canaanite woman, she was a woman that, it says, had great faith. You know, let's have a desperate faith this morning. You know, her desire for change made her relentless in pursuing Jesus. And her humility in understanding how great her need was humbled herself before Jesus because she was desperate. You know, let's see whatever need that we have in our life and let's have a desperate faith this morning. You know, when our faith is tested, you know, let us not give up too quickly. But let us pass instead with flying colors. You know, let's have a determined faith. And let's live with such a faith that is commended by God. And let's allow God to reward our faith. Amen. God bless.